This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great,
but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
Deion Sanders spoke for the first time with the Big 12 media today, and you won't believe what he said. But first, welcome back, Buffs fans, and thanks for tuning in to Buffs Banter, presented by Believe Network, where we chop up everything going on with Colorado sports. My name is Dean Frank, and I'm here with my roommate and co-host, Oscar Gonzalez-Moore.
Before we get into the show, make sure to join the Stampede. Follow and subscribe to us on all platforms at Buffs Banter. We're posting two podcasts a week, and we are covering everything Buffs related.
Yup. Episode 3, we're off and rolling. Obviously, we got some off season going on, but once the season starts, we'll be covering every single game, highlights, analysts, whatever you want, name it. Hit us up too if you want, if you have any feedback, or we're looking to create a community here. So we would love to hear from y'all. Today, we're going to start with Buffs Backstage. What's going on behind the scenes with the Buffs? And this goes perfectly with today being the first time that Coach Prime and Shador spoke in front of the Big 12 media. Oscar, I'll ask you a question first. So Brett Yormack, he's the commissioner of the Big 12. And today he said this quote, "The Big 12 is more relevant now than ever." And my question to you is this. How much of this relevance with the Big 12 is due to the hype around Colorado?
A good chunk of it, Dean, is due to Colorado. Obviously, Colorado being one of the most watched and viewed teams, hyped up teams, I should say, in all of college football, is definitely giving the Big 12 a big boost. That being said, I also think with all the conferences kind of being shaken up, no more Pac-12, you know, a lot of people are going to shift to other conferences to watch football now than ever before. So it's an interesting split. Colorado has definitely played a big role in this hype and the relevancy of the Big 12, but I wouldn't give them all the credit.
Sure. I think what comes with that too is just there's a lot of uncertainty with now just the conference changes. And I mean, it's the Big 16, if we're going to be real. But I would agree with the idea that the Big 12 is super relevant. I mean, obviously, Oklahoma and Texas leaving does hurt a little bit. And as a football conference, definitely probably top three or four. I wouldn't say it's the most relevant. Basketball is a different story. But I thought it was interesting that the Big 12 gave Colorado a multi-million dollar deal bonus to join this conference. And that was something that they didn't do with any other team. So it kind of shows that they know the hype is there, and they know, at least on the media side of things, that Colorado is going to get that exposure and the clicks that it deserves. But there's no arguing that Colorado does have the hype that other schools don't. I mean, nobody's talking about BYU and Baylor in football. You know what I mean?
100%. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And kind of just going off of that, you know, Big 12 Media Day was today, obviously. And Deion held his first press conference of the preseason officially. And yeah, what were your general thoughts of that, takeaways? What'd you think?
I always love listening to Deion talk just because you never really know what he's going to say. You don't know if he's going to come out humble, come out super energetic, confident. I mean, that is just how he is. That's his characteristics. And he really just doesn't care what he says. So he's out there just to have fun. And maybe it is to get some clicks, because it does work at the end of the day. He's a character. But one thing that I acknowledged that he said, and I quote, "I'm judged on a different scale. My wins are judged different than yours." He said this to a reporter, so it's not like he's saying this to a different coach or an athlete. But he is right. I mean, Deion has had the lights, the media on him his whole life. He's been obviously had a Hall of Fame career, and he's been a coach at Jackson State beforehand. So the media is not new to him. Just obviously being in the Big 12 is new, but the cameras and all the reporters is not new to him. So he's there just like it's another day to him in his life. And some people might say that he's just super cocky, too confident and whatnot. And I think people need to realize he's just being him. And another thing that I really liked that he said was, I don't want them to put the bag before the game. I think people get the wrong narrative from coach that he's really just here to make money, to be in front of the media and to get some clicks. But at the end of the day, I think he is putting his athletes in the right position. And with NIL and everything going on, he's there to help them out, get more money. But at the same time, he understands and he's preaching the idea that you got to be one of the best athletes to get the money. It's not vice versa.
Yeah, I agree with that. I love Coach Prime's, I hate to say it, but the word aura is going to be used here. His yep. aura, man. I mean, he's so flashy, cool. But also what I took from this press conference is that he was very humble. He opened up the press conference just thanking everyone for being here, saying how awesome it was to be in Vegas, giving coaches that he had met at the conference credit where credit was due. And yeah, he was just thanking every reporter too after every question, even if, you know, some of the questions might have been antagonizing or coming after him in some sort. He thought every question was great. And I think every reporter was stunned. I really liked, though, how the standard he holds himself and the team to. One thing he touched on was, which goes along with the quote you just said, they want to win in every area, which is on the field and off the field. You know, they can't just win 8 more games than last season and call that a successful season if the GPA drops however much, you know. They got to get good grades, behave well, win games, along with a bunch of other intangible things. So that really impressed me. I really like the way Deion spoke today. He has respect for all of his opponents, his other staffs, his players, just everyone. And it's inspiring, to be honest.
And I think we see that just as Buff fans, but you got to recognize, like, the media is trying to shift this narrative. The media is trying to clip any sort of outlandish comment from him. And then that's only what other people will see. You know, some people don't have the time to sit down and listen to a whole press conference like we do. You know, I mean, we're obviously big Boulder fans, so it's just second nature to us to want to listen to the whole thing. But it's clip farming. It's like the same thing with, like, streaming on Twitch nowadays. It's like people will see, like, a small clip from these streamers and then think the craziest things when realistically it wasn't really what happened. So I think maybe the media wasn't able to get that clip from Deion. And I think he is coming in more of like a mature coaching manner, coaching style this year rather than last year where it seemed like he was on top of the world. He wasn't going to listen to anyone. Like I could understand why people would think it was some sort of like selflessness in some way. But I think this year he's really coming at it, just like you said, a little more humbled, and he knows he has to win to really shut up the media. But on the same note, so obviously Deion spoke in front of everyone, but so did our star player, quarterback one. How did you think Shador was able to hold up in his interviews today?
Yeah, I think Deion, his father, is a big reflection on the way Shador plays and battles adversity and just handles the media in general, because I got the same vibe that they both have this very internal view and don't really care about external pressure or what anybody else really has to say. Shador, also very humble, was asked about Dylan Edwards leaving for the first time. Was like, hey, whatever is best for him, you know, I support him. I'm a friend at the end of the day. No judgment. Anyone can come to me. But he's also like, all right, like I threw for 3,200 yards this year. I'm about to throw for like at least 4,000. He didn't actually say that, but that's what he was implying, that he was going to have a crazy year this year. And hey, you look at the stats, man, the stats say a lot. Every year he's got better.
It's the aura. the aura.
It is the aura. Hey, you know, sometimes you just can't escape it. But like, yeah, I mean, I loved how poised he is, but also he's got this like arrogance that doesn't come off as like too cocky. It's just like confidence, I should say, is the word I'm looking for. He's composed and ready to go. And that's exactly what I wanted to see from my QB1.
Yep. Shador said in an interview as well, this is a new team, so whatever happened last year doesn't have anything to do with them. It's new players. We're better at every position, and we're a better version of ourselves. I really like this narrative that we're just moving on to this year. Obviously, the hype was all last year, and the media covered every little thing that he did. But I think he's trying to move on, and he's really trying to push the narrative that we're here to win this year. And it is a new team. It is a new team. So I know people are out here trying to predict our record and whatnot, just kind of based off last year. But just like the year before when we only had one win, we don't really know what's going to happen this year. So there's definitely a lot of the narrative right now can be pushed in either direction. And the idea I really want to get from like just people that are listening out there is we're here at the start and we're with this team. We think that this team can do great things, and we know they can. We're not here for people to jump on the bandwagon like halfway through the season and say Shador is their favorite player, you know? So I kind of like how we're the underdogs, and at the same time, we are, I guess, like enemy number one in pretty much the whole league.
This is it. The legendary live band. Fish returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at livenation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great,
but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
I think Shador is probably the most controversial quarterback in the league, and that's just because of his name. It's just because of who his dad is. And it's because the team he's on, and because he is the most skill position, but people really don't want to see him winning because he has the money and he has the aura that other quarterbacks don't have.
100%. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be really interesting depending like how the first 4 or 5 games of the season unravel, because I've, like you just said about the bandwagon, man, like we win 3-4 of those games, like, everyone's going to be like, Colorado's turned around the program, X, Y, and Z.
Just like last year.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Just like last year. Versus if we don't come out as hot, like, you know, there's going to be negative press coverage against that. But versus like if we won the last 3 games of the season, I guess is what I'm trying to compare it to. Nobody would care. But if we win the first 3 games, like, then it's just it's a CU media storm again, you know, like exactly like last year. I would not be surprised if McAfee, Stephen A, those boys decide to come out for another game.
Hey, I would not complain. That was an awesome experience. I mean, just remember we don't got to go on a tangent, but I remember, was that you that dapped up Stephen A. Smith?
Dude. Yeah. I got some hand action from Stephen A. There was some glazing going on. Did not want to wash that hand for a long time, but that was awesome. Just being on TV with the Chop Talk sign, the beginning of many good things to come. No, so awesome. Just like not really knowing what we're doing, just trying to like self-promote out there with our sign, like people DMing us like, oh yo, we saw your sign on First Take. That's what's up, Coach Chop Talk. Like,
I know. So, and that was just 1 year ago. Like, we've come a long way. Like, to me, it's awesome because we're still like so early in this, and like even just looking at Twitter and just seeing how all these other people like do this Colorado media, I feel like us having a podcast and us being students, like it's just, it hasn't been seen before. So we really got to keep pushing this. But anyways, One more question, just looking back at the Big 12 Media Day and Coach Prime talking and all. What is something about Deion's coaching style that you think other coaches in the Big 12 and around the country are lacking?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think he touched a little bit on this on the press conference, in the press conference. But he just has all aspects of the game. You know, he's played in the NFL. He's been a superstar before. He's been in the father seat before, you know, like Shador was getting offers. I'm sure he was going to different colleges, touring them with Shador, talking to other coaches. And now he's a coach. Like, he just has so much perspective to give. And I think that's something super rare that, and Deion can only really give that coaching style, I guess, just because he has just so much experience in all assets of the game.
Sure. And I think, you know, like, let's put this into perspective. Let's say we had a mentor let's say Stephen A. Smith was our mentor, or just like someone in the sports media world. Like, I feel like we would respect him so much more because he has been in those shoes. He went from the bottom up and became successful, you know? So I think having a coach that has this Hall of Fame career, has been a parent from his child, obviously getting offers, and now being a coach, it's a full circle moment. And some people don't think he's the real deal, but I think our athletes and the Buffs program, I feel like we all really do respect Coach Prime in that manner. And another thing I like with him is he's trying to build a coaching staff around NFL talent. Bringing in Warren Sapp, bringing in Robert Livingston, who we talked a lot about in today's interview, who worked with the Bengals and he's now our defensive coach. But like, these are coaches that have worked with pros. And I feel like there's so much more respect there because they've been able to be successful, and you really got to listen to them because they do know what they're saying. So I think it's important when it's just, I mean, but probably even more, like, have dreams and aspirations of being in the NFL. Obviously, not everyone is going to go into the league, but I think we have a good amount of athletes this year that could end up being in that draft room, if not on day one. But like, this coaching staff and just Deion's background in the NFL got to favor them heavily.
Yeah, and I know we obviously did very well in the transfer portal this offseason, and a lot of the guys that will be playing will not be freshmen. But I don't really understand. I mean, why would you not want to have NFL expertise on your team? You know what I mean? I know there's like the developing of players and stuff like that, but it's like, these guys have been to the pros, you know? These guys have played with the best of the best. So I don't really understand the criticism of having guys that are trying to transform players, especially since we have so many players coming from the transfer portal that want to win now, develop the NFL skills, and just be the best they can be. I think it's the best of both worlds.
I totally agree. And real quick, I'll be on that other side because I know what haters that are listening right now are thinking is, we haven't won yet. And I totally understand that. We haven't won yet. Like, we don't have that background to prove. Usually a freshman who wants to be developed into an NFL player is going to go to a program who has been winning for years and has been able to develop NFL talent. And we're still like at the early age of it. So I do understand that, but it's just like a stock. Like, you got to get in, you got to get on it early while it's low, because when we're at the top, when we're in this, when we're in the Big 12 championship, when we're in the college football playoffs, like, we're not going to want you anymore. So I think I really do feel for the guys who are transferring now and recruiting to Colorado, because I think they are making that right decision, and it is a risk. They're taking the risk, but I think it's definitely going to work out.
Shout out, Dean. Bro's got good analogies.
To close off, another thing, just obviously NCAA football is about to come out, and with the rankings coming out and whatnot, we have two players who aren't going to be too surprising to you, but they're at the top of their ranking in their prospective skill position, and that's being Travis Hunter, ranked 95 overall. He's the number one wide receiver and the second cornerback, and Shador Sanders himself is tied as the first quarterback with Carson Beck. All right, let's do this real quick. So both Carson and Shador both ranked at 93s. What categories do you think Shador has over Carson Beck? And I'll give you the categories real quick. We have speed, accuracy, strength, awareness, and jumping. So out of those five or six categories, which one do you think he has over him in the ranking scale?
Over Carson Beck, correct?
Correct.
I think he's a faster quarterback. He is probably not more accurate, not stronger. Probably he's got better awareness just because the O-line was terrible. And yeah, that's kind of where I would draw.
That's funny because that was a trick question. Shador has Carson in every single category.
That's we up. Hey, Prime. Hey, Shador. Hit him with the Shador. That's what's up, man. I mean, there's probably a little just media bias going into that, but hey, I have no problem with that. And another thing is how OP and awesome is it going to be to have Travis like playing as a wide receiver and then also be a 95 cornerback? Oh my God, bro. That's going to be excited so fun.
This video game. I think it's already out too for like, I saw a little clip that Kai Cenat was actually already playing the game. And he was on the phone with LeBron asking what teams he played with. And LeBron said Ohio State and Colorado are the only teams he played with, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, guys, sorry if we stop making this podcast because we might be addicted to the game. But, hey, that's TBD.
All right. We appreciate you guys tuning in to Buffs Banter. Make sure to listen to our next show for both pre- and post-game coverage from the number one student-ran sports show here at the University of Colorado Boulder. Make sure to follow and subscribe to our show and stay updated as we chop up everything going on with Colorado football.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.